Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Perpetual Fitness Podcast. It's your host here, James Rankin. Joining me today in the podcast studio, we have...
Ty Glawless.
Ty, give us a quick introduction about yourself. Who are you?
I'm one of the coaches here at Perpetual Fitness. I coach in the CrossFit area. I'm currently studying sport and exercise management in UCD, and I am a CrossFit competitor. That sums up me.
Sums you up. You're all about... time management and balance,
about.
So we kind of had a topic in mind today relating to goal setting. So I kind of think maybe a good way to start that would be how you set your goals, and then we can maybe branch off and get some advice for the people who watch as well. So whenever it comes to goal setting for you, because from what I know, you have quite a structured schedule. Like you have your training, you have your coaching, you have your schoolwork, and you're pretty good at managing that, and you squeeze the other things in there. So how do you decide like what the goals are, and then how do you work towards them?
Yeah, so I'm currently working with a coach. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important to have someone to kind of hold you accountable, but just someone to kind of talk to. That's the main thing, you know, someone that you can report to. Now that could be like, you could be reporting to someone, or it could be a diary, you know, that type of thing. Just, it could be someone or just reporting yourself. I think that's the main thing, at holding yourself accountable. But for me, and as you said, with my time management, is just having priorities.
Yeah.
You know, I read somewhere and recently posted about the competitor to being great is good. You know, the things that are really good are the things that take you away from the great things. It's not the bad things. Like, you know, you don't want to do anything bad. You know, it's the nights out that are good that are going to take away from you being great. You know, that kind of sums that part up. So yeah, for me, the priorities, that's the main thing in goal setting. You need to find out what's your priorities in life and then the roles that come with that.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing. You need to have those roles, and we can talk about that a little bit more. Cool. in your goal setting.
So, setting priorities then, how do you, I suppose for you it's a bit easier because you kind of know where you want to go.
I have one priority.
Yeah. You have that one priority. So how would you then, with clients, say they come up to you, how would you help them figure out what their priority is? Like, let's say, for example, someone comes to you and they say, right, like, I want to get fitter. I want to lose weight. I want to put on a bit of muscle. I don't want to get too bulky, but I don't want to look shredded.
Mm.
But I want to look fab. But not too fab.
So you mean what everyone says?
Yeah, what everyone says. Literally what everyone says. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone wants.
So how do you help figure out then how do you figure out the goal?
Right. So I think a good way to kind of start this off is highlight the importance of goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do as coaches is we give them the process.
Yeah.
But they need the goals. Like I'm a big advocate for enjoying the process and kind of being in the moment, rather than thinking about that end goal all the time, which I used to do. And I think that kind of, that stressed me out a lot, but I've kind of turned away from that and focused on what I have to do right now. The task at hand, you know, task orientated as opposed to goal orientated. You know, that's me right now.
Yeah.
However, I think goals are very important.
You still need that goal.
Yeah. We need something to strive for, you know, that's where we lose our interest. So I was reading about effective habits in life. Mm-hmm. And one thing I really liked is he was defining the difference between leadership and management. And this is kind of a good way to highlight goal setting as well. Goal setting is a part of leadership. And what he said is management is climbing the ladder of success effectively, but then leadership is making sure that ladder is leaned up against the right wall. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
management is doing things right, whereas leadership is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of... People can be, that's where people lose interest, I find, is setting the wrong goals or not setting any goals. You know, they lie to a coach, they lie to themselves, they think they want something, but then they get to the hard part of the journey and they lose interest, lose motivation. That's like, how many times have you seen that where clients come on, they think they want to lose all this weight, that you give them the nutrition plan or whatever, and then 2-3 weeks down the line, oh, I've been doing this on the weekend, doing this and not staying on track. So that's why goal setting is important. Now, the process though, that's where everything's kind of focused.
Yeah.
but we got to set some goals so we can go through that process.
Well, that's a great point you made there, actually. Loads of people come in and they end up saying the thing that they think that I want to hear, or that whatever their coach wants to hear. They come in and they go, oh, I want to lose X amount of weight so I can look better and play with my kids and blah, 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 because they've heard that on a different mm-hmm. podcast where that's what their goal should be. But in reality, kind of what I found for a lot of people is their goal is to just like not die when they're 60.
Yeah.
And maybe to be able to play with their kids. But loads of people, like especially in our gym, don't actually have kids. Mm. So figuring out their actual goal can be really, really hard. And me and Larry spoke about this in last week. Like, everyone kind of starts with the idea, oh, I'm going to be like a competitive mm-hmm. crossfitter. And the reality of that is, even at a smaller level, like, unless you can dedicate decent time to it, it's ridiculous. Mm. So sometimes just being able to set a goal of, I find being able to set a goal of, right, to each of my lifts, I want to add 5 kilos, or I want to add 1 rep to my pull-up or my handstands or my push-ups or whatever that thing is. But yeah, people have illusions of grandeur setting like a big ridiculous goal of, I want to lose a stone before Christmas, when in reality is pubs are about to open back up, hopefully, restaurants as well. Mm. They're going to go out, they're going to go drinking and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, like, how do you help people then? Say you figured out a goal, a realistic goal,
mm-hmm.
one that's kind of maybe 18 weeks down the line, 20 weeks down the line. How do you keep them on track, sticking to the process? Or how do you...
Yeah, that's probably more applicable.
Let's use your goals. So I'll let you explain. What's your big goal? Most people probably know.
My big goal?
Yeah.
My biggest goal is to win the games. Yeah. That's just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Now, I've always had that in my mind, mm-hmm. and I think that's, as I talked about before, when I'm thinking about the goals, that's where I lose it, you know. I get run down,
yeah.
I stress overthink things, you know. So and that is the main goal. I think, well, that's a long-term goal, so we need to break that down into short-term goals, you know. And after competitions, myself and my coach will go through that, you know, which, well, there hasn't been many now. So we've got to break it up into other ways. So we got to find weaknesses, and that'll come up in tests.
Yeah.
But rather than me just talking about like my goals and that type mm-hmm. of thing, I'll talk about like how's a bit more like how they can relate to it more, you know, and setting goals. I'm sure you've heard of it, is they use the SMART acronym.
Yeah.
The specific, measurable, attainable, relatedness, and then time consuming, them type of goals. I think that's one of the best ways to do it. Now, if say we're, as us as coaches, people come to us and they throw out these goals that they want, or I think generally when you're taking on new clients, you'll ask them, what are your goals? You know, because it is important that we know that. That way we can build the process or the way of getting there around that.
Yeah.
So taking it through that, it got to be specific. Now get it as specific as it can be, so that way, when you hit that, you know you hit that, yeah. you know?
So is that for your big goal?
The big goal is quite specific. Yeah. If you're either winning it or you're not. Yeah. But even for my minor goals, say it's I want to get better at burpees.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a hard thing to work towards, because, well, for that one, it's going to be comparing against the field. So I've got to get my burpee speed to, say, 2 seconds a rep, my cadence down there. Yeah. But then if you look at it from another point of view, where we're going to talk about this in a bit, is other roles. Let's say it is to be a better, let's say healthier. It's probably easier than doing this. Well, how are you going to get healthier? Let's say taking food in. Okay, I just want to be healthier.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get specific with that. What are you doing right now? And how can we compare that against it? So that's
reverse engineer.
Yeah, the measurement part of it, the specific, measurable. We got to measure that against something. Whether that's what you're doing right now or what you want to do. Whether it's losing weight, say 0.5 grams every week or something like that. You know what I mean? Something like that. Attainable, that's what you spoke about there. Yeah. People coming in, big, massive goals that are just not attainable.
Yeah.
Not in the short run anyway, you know? People look at me and say, yeah, you're not going to win the games. But if I believe that and I want to go for it, it's attainable in my point of view.
Yeah.
But right now, is it? And that's what I've been messed up on a lot. I thought, okay, I'm going to go for my teenage division. Yeah. straight to the male division, we're going to go all the way. It didn't work like that. You know what I mean? If I'm like, if I can't win the games at a teenage division or even get to the male division, there's no point in me thinking about that just yet. You know, that is the end goal, but, you know, yeah, you know, you got to take one step at a time. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be attainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relatedness, this is what you're talking about again. People coming in saying, oh, I want to be able to lift my kids up. Yeah. Well, you don't have any kids, so that's probably not the best thing to do, you know? If you're talking about, oh, I'm in such back pain, I want to be able to lift my kids up, but you don't have kids, let's get it a little bit better as I want to have no back pain so I can get out of bed. Just keep it like that, you know? That's related to you. Time consuming, it's always good to have that. You know, for me, when I was setting goals with my coach, it would be, all right, in 12 weeks, we're going to get our 2K row from, say, a 150 per 500. We're going to drop that down to 145. You know, but it, that little bit, yeah, it is attainable. It's related to me,
weeks,
and it's time consuming, you know, and it's very specific. So that's, and you do that across the board. So this is where the roles come into it. So yeah, I'm sure you have plenty of clients that come into you that are not professional athletes, you know, all of them. Yeah. So they've got other roles as well. So like, I don't know, what would your, when the clients come to you, what are the other things that they'd be doing in life?
Well, most of them in here, I suppose, are corporate. And then a lot of them actually have other hobbies. So whether it's horse riding or martial arts or golfing, whatever. So golfing, yeah. Golfing's a big one here, actually, now that you mention it. So making sure that what we do with them in here doesn't detract from that. Mm. And ideally benefits it. So if I know someone goes horse riding quite a bit, or maybe they play rugby, like I want to make sure that they've got good stability around the hip, good strength there, and good endurance, because they need all of that.
Yeah.
And then, but without getting, I suppose for most people, without getting too detailed with it, like just teach them, yeah, this is going to help your thing, but mm-hmm, we don't need to go into semantics or anything about it, just get into it a bit more. Yeah, I suppose that's the best way I go about it with my clients, yeah.
Yeah, so they've got a lot of roles,
yeah,
in life, you
exactly,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the best way, not for me, because I'm quite in one area of my life. Yeah. I've got other areas. I'm in college and I do want to be healthier. Healthier and fitness are kind of two different things for me.
Thing, yeah.
Social life isn't a big thing for me right now, you know? So I'm not putting too many eggs into that basket. So for other people, though, that come in here,
it's huge, yeah,
it's quite big. And then other things that come with that, like, I don't know, let's say we could break those roles down into, say, personal development, mm-hmm, health, professional development, mm-hmm, and then family, social life, them type of five things. Yeah. If you can hit all those goals for each one of those roles, you're going to have a much better life, you know? Yeah. I see people coming in here, they're doing a class. That class is all they need to do.
Yeah.
And how many people go into that just and gym after and do the extra stuff?
Well, yeah, I think that's a great point you're making there then, actually. Like, people don't realize that they do have goals around their social life, where they do want to go out near enough every weekend, hmm, at least, or they want to go for dinner with their partner or,
yeah,
whatever it is. And being able to go and do that and enjoy that and have a glass of wine or a couple of pints is just as important, probably more important to them than losing that stone.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people do get confused, where they think that that's what they should prioritize the most. But whenever it comes to like their general health, kind of like what you were saying there, that balance for them and recognizing that their goals don't have to be just in the gym. They can be,
mm-hmm,
like around their social life and around their family life and around their hobbies and that. And then finding balance between that's the hard part, but that's where we as coaches are supposed to try and come in and,
yeah, yeah,
help that a little bit.
I mean, if you sat down, that's for any person can do this, really. They sit down, they make a mission statement for their life or whatever. And now that mission statement's going to change. Like me right now, and my goal is 10 years' time, that's going to change completely, you know? So if you sit down, say every six months, mm-hmm, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, write a mission statement of what you want right now. You can plan the goals for each part of your life for that, for each role, I should say. And then obviously if you do it the way we talked about, the smart way,
yeah,
you're going to hit those goals. Well, you will try to hit those goals, you know? That's why, and we talk about time management there, if you've got a specific goal for each one of your roles, again, what we talked about, like personal development and health and fitness and all that, there's no reason why you going out on a Saturday night should take away from you getting healthier and fitter. Yeah. And it will probably relieve some of that pressure. And I think a lot of people get caught down on a day-to-day basis rather than a weekly basis. Yeah. If you look at how many hours are in a week, and I know a lot of people will have corporate jobs here and like they lose out on time, but I can guarantee if these people sat down, planned out a week and say, all right, I just need an hour to get healthier. You know, I don't need to eat all this crap because if I planned it out, I want to hit these meals and I do leave that space at the end of the week, well, then I'm fine. You know, there's no reason why I can't do that. And it looks a bit different for me because the things at the weekends are training still. You know, it's still it just training.
On a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, but there's no reason why someone coming in here or even a coach that's in here, you know, I see a lot of coaches that come in and every week they're doing something different. And I'm like, right, why are you doing that? And they're like, well, I just thought I'd do it. I'm like, but you're going about it needlessly, you know? And then I guess that comes into the process and that's what we're here for. That's kind of where the people struggle. I've found a lot, you know, when they're, I don't know, 3 weeks into a 6 week diet and they give up all hope. It's probably because they haven't planned for that. You know, they haven't planned for that struggle. And if you have something that actually means something to you, which is a goal, yeah, and you get to that hard spot, you're just going to keep going because, you know what? I'm going to bring it back to the goals.
Yeah.
And then rather than us as coaches saying, well, if you don't do this, then you're not going to achieve that goal. Just ask them, how's your goal coming? Yeah. Present the goal to them. That they established, you know? That's why when we come in and we have a consultation with a client or whatever, that first consultation and they're here, and they set them goals, I'm going to go, listen, is this actually what you want? Because
yeah.
I've done this, I've had PTs all the time that come in and have said, when I've been coaching in other gyms, and they've been like, all right, I want to be competitive. But they have a business to run on the side.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not going to work. I've said it out straight, and I maybe it can come across as rude, but I'm just, it's better me saying it now than you getting down the line, burning out, and thinking, oh, this coach is doing nothing for me. I can guarantee there's a lot of good PTs out there that clients give them a bad name purely because they didn't go through that goal setting on the first part.
And they weren't honest with them.
And they weren't honest.
Yeah.
And not even more honest with them. If you're more honest with yourself, you're not going to feel bad, you know? You don't get like that kind of dogma feeling where, oh, I have to do this because someone else said it.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have you heard that? And it happens in life as much as it does in the gym. You know, that person went, oh, my mom and dad wanted me to be a doctor, so I became a doctor.
Yeah.
All right, when I'm 50 and I have a midlife crisis and I don't know what to do with my life because I'm not doing anything worth doing. You know, you need a purpose, you know. My coach actually put up a good thing. a life without challenges is just a slow death.
Yeah.
You know, and that process is going to bring challenges.
Yeah.
But if we've got an actual good purpose or a deep purpose for doing that, well, then those challenges are very rewarding. Not like that. That brings happiness. There's a difference between happiness and pleasure. Whether people realize that.
Yeah.
Pleasure is, you know, going out the weekend getting smashed.
That little dopamine hit.
That little dopamine hit. Yeah. That everyone knows they have, or when someone's sitting indoors playing video games, and then there's being happy, where you're like fulfilled with what you're doing in life. You're
heading towards something.
Exactly, and you're challenged. You're taking on that challenge and then you're striving to achieve that goal. You know what I mean?
Love
it. That's the process becomes a hell of a lot easier when you set that goal.
Yeah. I think that's great coming out of lockdown 2.0 now. Hopefully, whenever this gets released, the gym will be open. Fingers crossed.
I think so. Yeah.
I hope so, yeah. This has been a challenge for all of us. But yeah, this will be something definitely for members in the gym to take on board and clients. Like, so figure out what you want. Figure out the steps to get there. So what are the little challenges? And then figure out, I think that's a great point you made that I've not thought about properly. Try and figure out what challenges are likely to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be simple ones, I suppose, guys, as you've got a wedding or Christmas. Christmas is probably going to be the big one, yeah. So you're going to go off the rails. You're going to eat a lot of food. You're probably going to drink a lot of drink. So take that into account. Maybe the 3 days leading up to Christmas, you don't eat as much and you drink more water and you cut back on everything else. Enjoy your 2-3 days, whatever, in that, and then get straight back into the thing again because you know that you have that goal that you want to achieve by the end of January or the end of Q1 or whatever it is. and just know that there's going to be that little roadblock. You're not going to give up all hope. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a coach that's accountable for you, or accountable to you, and then you can get back on track and go towards that again.
That's it.
That was good, Taggy.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
You're so smart, even for such a young age. Thanks, man. Guys, plug. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
Oh, Instagram's probably.
Instagram.
Yeah, tag.lawless.
Tag.lawless.
Or you could just come into Perpetua, do a few classes.
Yeah. You going to take some PTs?
Maybe so. Don't know if that's a goal of mine.
Yeah. Guys, there you have it. Some goal setting tips from the main man, Tag Lawless. If you do have any questions, pop them in the comments. And please like and share with your friends and family. And we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.